Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Will Roe v. Wade be overturned the next time the United States Supreme Court meets? Joining me all this week is former Nebraska Attorney General Don Stenberg. Mr. Stenberg is an honors graduate of Harvard Law, served as Nebraska's Attorney General for 12 years, and has also litigated before the United States Supreme Court. Don, we've been talking about the pending case that's going to be coming up soon before the court, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. And one of the questions we had was, does the Supreme Court overrule prior cases very often? And you noted more than we may think. What test does the Supreme Court use when it considers overruling a prior case?
Well, there's three basic tests. And the first test is, in this case, is whether Roe v. Wade is egregiously wrong. And I believe a majority of the court believe that it is. And that's because the concept that abortion is a constitutional right has no basis in the text of the Constitution or in the structure, history, or tradition of the United States. And that's why I think a majority of the court will view Roe versus Wade as egregiously wrong. A second test is whether Roe versus Wade has caused what the court calls significant negative jurisprudential or real-world consequences. And again, I think a majority of the court thinks that it has. Number one, Roe versus Wade has politicized the process of selecting federal judges. It's resulted in over 60 million abortions, and it's placed the courts in the position of micromanaging abortion procedures in the name of the Constitution. And a third test is whether overturning Roe versus Wade would unduly upset reliance interests. And in my opinion, it would not. Women who've already had abortions would not be impacted at all by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation on this very important case regarding Roe v. Wade and the constitutionality of when life begins.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.